is about vacationing without minyanim. So this is not just a stam shayla. It's a shayla I already got yesterday and I got it today. Can a person, now we've been so, stuck in the house for a few months. They call it cabin fever or something like that, right? So they want to get out as much as possible, and we try to look for a place for a minyan. So either everything's taken, or they're infested with corona, or yes masks, no masks, whatever it is. They limited options what a person can do in terms of travel. So the question is, can a person travel somewhere without a minyan in general? And now in this particular example, and on top of that, what about Shabbos as well? Shabbos including missing a minyan and Kriyas Torah on Shabbos. So it starts off in general. What is the obligation of minyan? So there is a Shulchan Aruch that tells us in Or Chaim Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah Siman Tzadi, Yishtadel Adam Lispalo Beis Knesses Imat Tzibur. A person should try really hard. Try really hard. Sounds like Yishtadel, let's put a little bit of effort in. And the reason why Tefillah is so important, number one is the Gemara says that the Shechina is with you in the Beis Knesses. It's Shechina is with you with a minyan. And the Rambam says when a person davens B'Tzibur, your Tefillah will be answered, Tamid. As opposed to the person who davens b'yichid, it's unclear whether your tefillahs will be answered. So it's certainly a nice inyan to daven. One should be yishtadel to join him in. That being said, and Emek Brach actually says, Emek Brach is a Talmud from the Brisker Rav, he actually says that it's just a nice inyan. It's not even a chiyav midrabanan. It's a nice thing to do. Some briskers and some breslevers also are very makel in terms of minyanim, based on this lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. But when the Rav Moshe was addressed the following question about whether Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to daven b'yichidus because he wants to learn late at night. He wants to go to 2 o'clock in the morning. Miss davening in the morning, he'll show up at 9:15 for Seder. He'll daven b'yichidus whenever he davens. Is that allowed? So Moshe says that lispal ba'asara is a chiv mitzvah la'adam. It's an obligation, it's a mitzvah. And not simply lo rak hidr umal ba'alma. It's not just a nice thing a person does. It's a real chiv. And this proof is, the Gemara talks about in a couple places, how far a person must travel in order to get a minyan. So, if there's an obligation to travel, there's a shear, must be an obligation. So how come maybe you should go further than 4 mil? Maybe go across the country to find the minyan? No, because every mitzvah has a shear. There's always a gedarim of what to work with. So he says there certainly is a chiv. But doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say lishtadel? Ein ledaik meloshon lishtadel. Don't make a dig from there. He says because we have many places where the word hishtadel is used, even though it means a chiv. So he says it's a real chiv. It's not just a mala ba'alma. It's an obligation that one must daven in a minyan. You have to do it. And he says, akopanim, tefillah b'tzibur, chiv, vimkein, ein shayach, l'chalik, bein tam and chacham, l'stam adam. Just because you might learn more than the other guy, doesn't mean you have a p'tur. You must daven in a minyan unless you like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which no one here, no one there, no one anywhere is Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, I sound like a Dr. Seuss book, so therefore, no one should be missing minyan. That's a chiv. Okay. The Rav Shermach Chuvas Vahnagos writes in Chelik Aleph Siman Tzadiches. He says Chazal hichmiru lispal b'tzibur davka. They were very makbid to daven specifically in a minyan. Shimis pal biyachid botkin tefilosav. If you start davening, we oftentimes think tefillah is just like a chiv, a check mark. But if we imagine tefillah is supposed to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu bakashos to build a relationship, so then once you're biyachidus, who knows what's going to be answered? Hashem is bodkin tefilosav, if you're davening by yourself. In emes bekavana, how's your kavana? How's your focus? So he quotes from Rav Chaim Vilashin that miyom amdu al daito lois palarach b'tzibur, when I decided in my mind to only daven b'tzibur. He said one time, he said he was traveling and he couldn't find the minyan, and pump, happened to be a minyan of people were passing through and he got his minyan. So the moment he committed himself to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya to make sure you have minyan. And he says, Yesh hayom afilu miktas b'nei Torah, shalom espalin b'chol b'tzibur. They miss minyan during the week. He doesn't get it. U'mehem lomnim, from them people learn, lezalzel b'chol v'zos, to be mezalzel in such an obligation. And therefore, he's very strong as well about tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Shermach, Rav Moshe, all the poskim. However, there are some heterim. So the Gemara tells in Brachos that one time Rav Yitzchak, the Gemara Brachos Zayin Mabeit, Rav Yitzchak, Sor of Nachman, he says, why didn't you come to shul today? I was checking up, but you weren't in shul. You weren't in minyan. He says, la yachilna, I wasn't able to. And Rashi said, because tashkochi, I was weak. I was tired. So he says, maybe you should have gathered a minyan. And it goes on to say other suggestions. But we see from here, if a person's chola, you can miss minyan. How chola? So Magen Ram says, You don't need to be a chol hashem bal sakana. That's real. That we know what guy's putter. But even a guy's a little bit of weak, a little headache, you're allowed to miss. So whatever that gather is, ask a shayla. But chola, illness, is one heter, one patur for missing a minin. Then the Mishabura says another heter for missing minin is im ones mamon, if he's going to lose out on a possible money. Machmas hishalus halispal, he's always davening betzibur, yavo lidei hefsed, yachol lispal bebeiso biyachid, you can daven by yourself. But he says, minias revach, losing an opportunity is not allowed. If you have, let's say, merchandise, you have something that's going to spoil, if you don't sell the food by now, you'll lose out on it, that's not allowed. That's a heter to miss. But if it's going to miss an opportunity, minias revach, that's not allowed. So if a guy is a chola, or the guy is a hefsid mamon, those are the two heterim. But what about travel? What about going on a little trip with the wife? We mentioned before, we have a few married, a few engaged. You go somewhere with your wife, with the family, somewhere without a minyan. Is that allowed? So Alicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman, is very stark in saying, Ein roi linsoa biyodin lemakom she'ein shama sara mispalim. If you know you're going to a place where there's no minyan, you should not do it. Elim kei nosea letzarche brios parnasa o mitzvah. Unless it's for health reasons, unless it's for parnasa reasons, or for mitzvah purposes, a person should not ever miss a minyan. So that's a stam case. If you're traveling, there's no shortage of places that you can't find the minyan. With Miami, Los Angeles, Chicago, many places. You don't have to see the most exotic places in the world here. There are many places you can relax and still have a minyan. But now, given the current circumstances with COVID-19, where limited options are in terms of traveling, and I also think that it's very healthy for a person to go on vacation, especially after being stuck inside for a few months. I think it's healthy for the parent. I think it's healthy for the children. I'm not coming out with a blanket statement, go miss minyan. We missed many minyanim, unfortunately, the past few months, so we have a lot to make up. But I think, given the circumstances, each person, kifi his situation, to ask a shayla, I think there is room, if no other options available, to go to a place, whether it be just a husband and wife, or a family, to go to a place where there's no minyan, if that's the real only option that's available. Now, in terms of Shabbos gets a little sticky. Shabbos is sticky because minyan's no different on Shabbos than during the week, but you miss Kriyas HaTorah. So there are some, Rav Zalman Nechemi has a discussion, he talks about that maybe the chiv of Shabbos is only when you're within the three days within Shabbos. Because that's in terms of traveling in the boat, the first 3 days, but if it's from a Sunday, Monday, it's not Bechina Shabbos. He talks about this, but I'm not sure how serious he is in that suggestion. Lanias Daiti, I would say, depending on this case, that if a person's able to come back for Shabbos and hear Kriyas HaTorah, that's certainly the best thing to do. If the only option a person has to go over Shabbos and to go to a place where it's going to miss a minyan, then I even think in that case, if it's really needed for the relationship, for the shalom bayis, for just the ability to breathe fresh air. And my sister just took her daughter up to camp yesterday. She was just like raving about the fresh air, like out of the house, into fresh air up in Pennsylvania. So that is, we think it's a joke, but the truth is we need breaks. We need vacations. And therefore, again, I'm not giving a blanket heter at all. I'm just saying I think it's a worthwhile conversation if it comes up to explore these options of davening places that may not, going to places that may not have a minyan. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, an interesting shaila came up we have these outdoor restaurants now. Everyone's outdoor on the streets and the sidewalks. So Shua Nar said that a particular Rav, a very chashuv Rav, said that one eats outside on these restaurants would be pasul edus, because one who eats in the shuk is pasul edus. So we're going to go through a halachic discussion whether that's really true or not, a person eating outside, sitting down, whether he's pasul edus. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. And mincha now.